A very good evening, it's Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 28th, 2016. Welcome to the women's segment, the women's roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the food situation in the country following the drought that has ravaged many parts of the country. What are your views on the issue, especially the effects on women and girls?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachinache madzimai.
Always seen lobo mama lapo isihlaziya khona indaba zabesifazane kumbe ezabo mama sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the web on www.voazimbabwe.com lobanjalo ku www.voandebele.com lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
And don't forget, we are live streaming, so you can join in the conversation right now. Please visit your Facebook on the numbers provided on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and Live Talk Studio 7, and we'll get chatting.
Kubikita kune nzara riko nazvo kutamba vanhu vari kupuhwa nesocial welfare vari kungopuhwa 88 muraini chero mabaro pakanzi awedzerwa unongoona nhamba iyo ichingobuda yakadaro hakuna chiri kufamba vari kungopuhwa itembere chete vamwe vanhu vese ava vasi kutombotariswa nezvavo saka hazvitombobatsiri zviri kuno zvachona izvozvo zvokuti vanhu vaakungorarama zvokutongobetsera navo kuenda kundokumbirawo vamwe nokudii nokudii ndo zviripo zvachona izvozvo vamwe vanotoenda kumushana kundotsvaga sadza kuboarding school yedu inonzi mushana ndiko kunoitwa kundotsvaga sadza ikoko kuti kuti vanhu vararame.
Cassava is just an alien food to us. We don't even know how to prepare it. And talking of his visit, right, we're expecting him to bring us maize, but we're so shocked to realize that the president brought cassava to us so that we can prepare, but we don't even know how we're going to survive with it. This shows that the government and our president is now at a desperate situation. He doesn't even know how he's going to face up like with the situation. So I think, yeah, he really mocked us.
Zviri kuonekwa kuti vanhu ava vanoda rubatsiro vachawedzera zvikuru mumaruwa kana kuti anganzi marusevha. Ndo muri kuonekwa kuti vana havachakwanisi kuenda kuzvikoro, vari kubuda muzvikoro. Vana havachakwanisi kuwana mari yekubhadhara kupinda muzvikoro yatingati maschool fees. Ndo pari kuuyawo masangano akaita serandinoshandira reWorld Vision richibatsira vana. Asi rubatsiro runodiwa, ndingangoti nevanhu vose, vana nevakuru, nekuti panodiwa chikafu, panodiwawo rubatsiro rwokuti mombe kana zvipfuwo zvevanhu zvive zvingararama, saka kuti zviwane mvura, zviwane chikafu. Zvose izvi zvinotaridza kuti panotoda rubatsiro rwakasimba zvikuru zvokutoti pachatodiwa mari yakawanda.
Welcome again, and if you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the food situation in the country following the drought that has ravaged many parts of the country and has left millions of people facing hunger as crops have failed due to the drought. We want to know what the situation is like in your area, especially when it comes to women and girls. We want to know how you are coping and what methods you can also impart to other women and girls in other areas. What are your views on the issue? Please join us. PJ.
Nearly 5 million people in Zimbabwe, Marvelous, mostly from the rural, will need assistance by next year as a result of the ongoing drought in southern Africa. The United Nations says Zimbabwe is one of the worst affected countries by the driest year in decades facing southern Africa, including countries like Malawi, Zambia, and South Africa, which has placed more than 30 million people at risk. The drought has been made worse by the strong El Nino weather patterns or the climate change.
Yes, PJ, and in February this year, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa appealed to local businesses and non-profits organization for $1.5 billion in aid for more than a quarter of the population to save more than a quarter of the population from starvation. He, PJ, actually was addressing a news conference in Harare in February earlier this year and said the government requires a total of $1.5 billion, like I said earlier, with effect from February to December 2016, adding that millions were in need of food and water.
For two consecutive seasons of failed rains have diminished food harvest and reserves, increased hunger and malnutrition in the country, dried up water sources, and decimated a lot of livestock.
Yes, PJ, so we want to know from you, our listeners, what your views are. Please don't forget we're live streaming. Go to your Facebook page and we can chat.
Siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho esihlaziya lokukhangela izankathaze izandhluphe ukuphumelela kwabesifazana emsebenzini yabo ehlukeneyo engatsheni zabo zempilo lapho abanakekela khona imuli zabo kulezikhubeko eziningi ezihlangana lomama ezedlula awobaba yizo ezikhuluma ngazo lamhlanje kulolu hlelo lwethu sithi asihluzeni bomama. Lamhlanje siphatha udaba lwendlala isibhahile elizweni. Njalo izulu kalinanga kuhle hashi eZimbabwe kuphela kodwa ngasemhlubulweni wonke wangezansi kwezwe yazi leAfrica kubo South Africa kubo Zambia kubo Malawi kodwa thina sigxile ekuthini sizo ukuthi lina omama baseZimbabwe liluphatha njani lolu daba liluphatha njani udaba lwendlala linakekela njani imuli zenu okwamanje esikhathini esinzima kangaka sizonanzelela njalo ukuthi lamhlanje lokho esistreamer emoyeni kumbe enkundleni yebulenjini eyeFacebook ikho ke labo abathanda ukusilalela khona apho kuFacebook sikhona khona ngale lisilalele
Iroidama PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa dambudziko renzara riri kunziro rapfunya chisero munyika takanyanyotarisa dambudziko riri kusangana nemadzimai nevanasikana kuti muri kuzvigona sei tinonzwa munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kwakadai sekumasvingo vazhinji vari kutarisana ne dambudziko irori renzara uyezve tiri kunzwa kuti zvipfuyo zviri kufa PJ hakuna mvura yakanaya uyezve pari zvino vazhinji vari kuti hakuna mabasa saka toita sei ndozvatiri kukurukura nhasi tichibatsirana kuti zvii zvingaitwe tinonzwa zvekuti hurumende inomboenda nesocial service asi chikafu chiri kupiwa chete murishoma uyezve chiri kupiwa vanhu vati kwegurei nevamwewo vanotambura asi vashoma saka ndozvatiri kuda kubatsirana nhasi kuti tizeye kuti zvonzwii takatarisana nenzara yapfunya chisero munyika. PJ, and we are lucky tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we have an in-studio guest all the way from New York. We have Miss Silky Peach, and she's the technical director of Action Against Hunger. Welcome to our program.
Thank you, marvelous PJ. It's great to be here.
And tell us a little bit about your organization. We understand you work in Zimbabwe. What kind of work are you doing, especially when it comes to food and hunger?
Right. At Action Against Hunger, we're very focused on undernutrition. We're treating existing undernutrition, we're preventing undernutrition, and especially when we look at the prevention of undernutrition, we're very concerned about the food security side of things, the water and sanitation, the health services, etc. So in Zimbabwe, we've worked for many, many years in Zimbabwe, and we were actually ready to say, Zimbabwe, you're self-sufficient, we can leave you to yourselves, you're good to go. And now we're back again looking at the current drought situation. So in this current situation, we are very concerned. As you mentioned, there's a lot of people who are in need of food aid. And we are, with the predictions, El Nino following La Nina, we don't see that there will probably be a big improvement. Your agriculture kind of production this year is at the lowest level since 1961.
Yes,
so it's a long time. And we're seeing very low levels of production. We're extremely concerned about especially children under 5 years of age, mm-hmm. About pregnant and lactating women and their conditions while they're pregnant, for instance. You know, they need extra foods, extra energies mm-hmm. to have the baby grow well. So we're very concerned about early undernutrition of the new infant already. So it's of big concern to us.
Mm-hmm. In which areas in Zimbabwe are you working?
So we're working in the southern part, the Matabeleland. We're working around the livestock there as well, and mm-hmm. Which is a big concern. You've seen there's a lot of livestock that died due to the drought mm-hmm. in terms of pasture, in terms of water. And that will have a knock-on effect on people's livelihoods and future food security and incomes as well. But we're as well concerned that the milk matters. Milk mm-hmm. is really important to the people who are living off livestock. So that's important for the children, for the mothers, for the whole family, for your income on the market as well. We work in Mashvingo.
And that's one of the hardest hit area exactly. at the moment.
So we're working there locally with the communities around nutrition, making mm-hmm. sure we identify those children or pregnant lactating women who are at risk of undernutrition early so we can support early. We work on food assistance with the communities. Mm-hmm. We work on some agriculture waiting for rains to come. We'll be there to support agriculture recovery as well. Mm-hmm. And we're working around water and sanitation.
Thank you very much. The PJ Trukutans wakubva kuna Muzvare Silky Peach vatinavo muno mustudio medu pano pa Women's Round Table. Varikuti iyo varikushanda ne vanhu munzvimbo dzakadai seMasvingo nekuMatabeleland uko varikubatsira panyaya dzechikafu nyanya kuvana vechidiki nenyaya dzemvura uyezve nekuona kuti zvipfuyo hazvisi kufa PJ.
Yeah. Lamhlanje sibe lenhlanhla yamaSwazi, sibe le sethekeli esivele enhlanganisweni uyingcwethi kwezokudla kwezendlala enhlanganisweni ye Action Against Hunger. Unkosikazi Silk Peach. Yena ke uthi usebenzele eZimbabwe. Uke wayethekelela eZimbabwe inhlanganiso yakhe iphathekile sibili ikakhulu ngasemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi leAfrika njengoba iZimbabwe layo iphakathi ekwangezansi kweAfrika. Uthi yena basebenzele babone ekusebenzeni kwabo okwesikhathi eside bakubone kusiba le ndlala kweminye iminyaka. Kweminye iminyaka kube lenala kodwa ke okwalonyaka akunzima sibili ngoba kuyafana lokwabo 1967 61 khona ngale indlala yenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ngoba abalimi kabasakwanisa kwabaseyinelisa ukulima ukuye wafika isikhathi sokuthi bebesebezivalelisa besithi hayi iZimbabwe iseliselelisa ukuzilimela ukudla kodwa ke nanku kwavela okunye ukuthi akusalinywa kangako kwadibana njalo lokungani kuhle kwezulu kwadibana njalo lokuguquka komkhathi kwaba leyezi lonalele ele El Nino. So sebebuyele sebegcile kakhulu ekwabeleni abantwana ukudla ikakhulu abantwana abasebancane abaleminyaka ephansi kwemihlanu bencedisa njalo ikakhulu kubomama labo abamunyisayo omama labo abazithweleyo ukuze bazale babelethe ingane zabo zilokudla zilomzimba oweneleyo owakhekileyo. Yikho ke sibe lethuba elihle kakhulu ukuthi uzabe sincedisa lapha lalaphaya kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Kodwa ke ngizwa kuthiwa vele sekhona enye ingcwethi yethu emoyeni. Unkosikazi Senzeni Mpofu.
Hello.
Yebo, siyakwamukela mama.
Yebo,
uselo wagweru. Mhm. Lina liluphatha njani udaba lolu olwendlala ebhahileyo kangaka lonyaka?
Indlala iyakhuphuka nomama isiphethe sini ngoba umntwana wonke wayekhala kukhale siya kumama isiphethe sini ngoba ikakhulu lapho ingagwelwe indawo yokudubukile kubasdiye so akusenzeki indlala ngiphosekeithathela ngenlalayo akusenzeki khonokho ukuthi silime sibasdiye ngikhuluma nje thina siphila ngamatamatisi siphila ngokuthi noma kungabe masiningazange kube mhle ngiyazisho kulomunye ngubo esimthethelela ngenyamazi abe phuma phansi kodwa kasi indawo yethezulu siphathekile kakhulu ngoba bengiwengaphathekisanesinwebisa sisiya indlela singayibonela ngayo akula lutho nalaba kade sikubona balimele muva bakhona ukuthi sesithazwa kathi sasaphumeleli owakudala wonke ukuthi ungavele wathi wafa akula lutho kube khona so mama siphathekile kakhulu ngoba indlala kubaba ukuthi ngimezela ngakhulukhulu sathi mama itekondo okuncane akusesisini lo mntwana ngayekhale kuna kuma mama sesizibhanika ukuthi sokuaffecta umama sebe yiba abagazi kubanja ukushekile ngoba senze ukuthi ubaba asuthiseke umntwana asuthiseke iyakhulu sengikhangela umama abazitheleyo yiba bakhangela
ngothi hamba hamba mbijana ngoba ucingo lwakho kaluzwakali. Nkosikazi
PJ, maybe while she's still trying to, while we're still trying to find
a
better connection. We have Mbuya Guvea, Varukuma Shingo, teaching boys or teens with connection yakanaka. Mbuya Guvea, makadi enyu.
Nilipo mavelasi. Makadi iko iko kuchando.
Ai wati rinani mazwano kwa kuti dziei. Kwa kamira sei ku mashingo ku. Panyaya yechikafu. Aha. Kwakamira sei kumashingo panyaya yechikafu uye zveimise madzi mai muri kuita sei kuti murarama zuva nezuva.
Kuno kunyaya yechikafu yakatouma.
Mhm.
Sokutaura kwandakatomboita mazuva ayapera ayawo. Nanhasi vari kungoti vari kuwedzera.
Mhm.
Hapana kumbowedzera kwacho. Vanhu vari kufa nenzara chokwadi vanhu vanofa nenzara isu tiri padhuze nepamushana mission vanhu vazhinji vanotoenda vachinotora chikafu chinokandwa navana vechikoro sadzara vanenge vasiyawo kanda mumabhini vanhu vari kutoenda vachitonotora
saka munorarama sei nemhuri zuva nezuva
dei hurumende yatomboona zvimwe zvokuita kuwedzera chikafu chazvino kuti vanhu vatatu vana ndovanotorwa muraini vanhu vatatu vana vanotorwa muraini ugoona zverimwe zera racho rinopinda and corruption yakazara nokuno kumaruwawo futi unoona dzimwe dhara dzinotambura
dziri
kutadza kupinzwa mukutambira chibagwe chazvo asi vana vadiki vanokwanisa kuinda kumaricho ndivo vowana chikafu
saka imi muri kurarama sei zuva nezuva.
Isu kurarama kwatinotoita ndoko kutoenda kumaricho kune mapurazi ari padhuze toenda ikoko sezvakaita kana kunana mutendi munoita maricho ikoko.
Aiwa mumbobata makadaro PJ handizive kuti maimpofu foni yavo yasi womboedza kunzwa. We've just had a caller here from Mashingo who is saying that, you know, she's an elderly woman, but she's having difficulty even to access food for her and her family. And most of the people in her area actually go to a local boarding school to get food that's left by students at that boarding school in Mashingo. And she's saying there's a lot of corruption. I don't know, when you're dealing with Zimbabwe, what are you facing on the ground as an organization?
I think it's important for us to work with the local communities, you know, and assess the needs properly to see where we can be a value added to the local community. I think this crisis is difficult because you have the knock-on effects on the market, so the food becomes inaccessible. People just can't afford the market and the food on the market anymore, and so the prices go up. And you see the coping capacity of the community overall, it gets slimmer and slimmer. So in this case, you see people flock together around the boarding school because that's a place where there might still be some resources to ensure food. I would obviously strongly recommend to kind of talk to the elders in the community, talk to, I'm sure there is a variety of NGOs or organizations who are out there and working. Very often the health system, you know, go through the local health center and find out if there's any connection that can be established there as well to link people up. If you have worries about kind of, is my child sick? Is my my child undernourished? Bring it to the health center, let it be screened there and define what would be the right treatment and the way forward.
Thank you very much, PJ. Is Mrs. Mpofu still on the line? I don't know how her line is now. Maybe you can try and find out.
Nkosikazi Mpofu, loku kona yini ecingweni?
Yeah,
kona. Kodwa kanya ngani lokho elunjalo ucingo lwakho?
Yeah.
Aluzwakali.
Maybe she can move around a little bit.
Mm.
Normally, people, you know where the network is. Try and go where you think the network is.
Hello.
Yes. My sounds better.
Yes.
Yeah, so ungani kungconywana.
Yebo.
Yeah, ungatsho wena elo wagwera ukuthi kulenhlanganiso na ezincedisa labo abalambayo kumbe abaswelayo ukuthi bababele ukudla.
Kuke kwaba lenhlanganiso ethenye ezizalo kwazi. Kodwa amaswele ahlathi bhaga, athathe ilizwe kwazi, kuphume ukudla kwakhona ngasathika ngezalo kwazi. Sokuthatha yibona abathanda ukuthatha abathatha ongasokwabo. Kwagcina sekuthiwa le-COVID yiza kwazi akhona, ngibona ngani zikazinhle. Kwase kwaphela. Hallo.
Ye, hayi qhubeka mama.
Ye, zakhona kabilizalo kwazi kwaphela. Kodwa obakathesi nobusele ezindlini bukhona ngoba ungathi kothi uthathi ungathi ungafika uthi yethu ngithole ukuthi indizi uyiphaliwe kumbe uthole ukuthi kade kuthole ubungeni ngoba uthi ezisorile zingewumbi wazama ukuthatha impuku kathathe okunye kodwa uthatha impuku.
Ye. Okwabantwana-ke
labantu bahamba 4 or 5 days engadlanga uze umuntu ebuya singa kwakho kumbe lokumane akhale sekuthi engeke ubone umuntu esilayo lokukhuluma uphithi lawo ngokuyiphorithi yenzi indlala ikhona
ngolokho lamajelasi
funine majelasi
tombotsokerewothi ngithi ngicele untombazana lo ukuthi akufonele njalo siyabe lokhu esixoka lapha nalaphaya. Mrs. Mpofu is basically from Lower Gweru and she's saying it's one of the places that's hardest hit. People are going for 4 or 5 days without food. And I ask it if there are any organizations that are distributing any food. And she says, yeah, there was an organization that was distributing to the elderly. But at the same time, even those people that are the political people in the area are also taking the food for their personal use instead of giving it to the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
So the program itself is not working very well in Lower Gweru.
Mbuya muchiripo here pa phone mbuya kuve
vari pano zvavo
aiwa nhare yenyu uri kunyatsonzwika kumuri kuita kunge muri munhu muAmerica mombotitsana nguroko
tereni ndiri kukunzwa ichaizvo
ehe tiri kunzwa kune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kuti ivo vari kunzi kune food for work yaimboitwa kudhara iyaya iriko here kwenyu ikoko kumasvingo.
Kuno kuvanhu vakaunganidzwa last Saturday ndokubva vadaidzwa mazita zvichinzi vachidaidzira kuti vakura voti zvokwai iyeye hakwanisi kushanda uye vadiki zvichinzi vachaenda kufood for work asi mwedzi wapera uyo pane yakabhuya indo yatakambopindavo isu tengavo kuti vakambopuwa kuwelfare hamufanirwi kuti mudzokerorezvere gai weisuwo tine nzara oko hatidyi kudzimba dzenyu yanga ichinzi international iyo yanga ichipa mari
maipuwa mari yakawanda
yanga ichipa mwana ndingangoti muromo yanga iri $6 kwai mafuta mafuta pondo inzi $4 kana mukange five mamu tiwana $30 woenda unotengawo zvipepa zvitatu
saka mungati muri
kubva ipapo haina kuzombodzoka
mungati saka muri dzakawana kubatsirikana here kana kuti pane zvamungade here kuti hurumende iwane kuichiita mune ramangwana
ipapo takambobatsirikana dei hurumende zvazvichigona ini handioni kuti vhuva karitorerei kumabhunini handitozvioni zvachose dei vakatorega ivhu iri riri kuvarungu vachishandisa ivhu iri iko zvino vakatora ivhu vachiti ivhu kuvanhu ivhu kuvanhu vanhu vari kutambisa ivhu racho minda haisi kurimwa hapana zvinongovata zvakadero tina mamwe mabhuna anga tigara kuno kubhikita kuva namist ellen va vachizadza gmb yenyika iko nechibago chake ega namek asi iko zvino hakuna zviri kumboshandiswa ikoko kwa nditombozivi kana kuti hurumende iri kuona sei kana kuti yanga iri nyaya yekampeni miri zvoti gwadza stereki
aiwa mumbobata makadaro mbuya tine mumwe munyarikana ari panhare tichadzokazve kwamuri PJ, we seem to have our other guest, Mrs. Lucia Mativenga, the former welfare minister in the government of national unity. Welcome to the program, Mrs. Mativenga.
Thank you very much. Good evening, listeners.
You used to be the former welfare minister. What is the role of the welfare ministry? Because we understand we have a lot of people that have been calling in and they are saying, even if welfare is coming, it's not really doing the work it should be doing. They are not giving the elderly food. There's a lot of corruption. What is the work of the welfare ministry?
Unfortunately, let me just make a slight correction. During the GNU, the ministry was separated into two. I was responsible for the public service only.
Okay.
And Honorable Paulina Mbariwa was with the Labor and Social Services.
Okay.
However, as a woman and also as somebody who has been championing women's rights and women's rights start and end with all the issues that affect women. And when you, while you include me on a debate, I find that I fit in very well. And I think I can answer your question even though that portfolio was not within my responsibility.
Okay.
The spirit behind having that Department of the Social Services is meant to cover those people that are vulnerable and disadvantaged. And as you might well know, one does not apply to be born vulnerable. One does not, by design, decide to be disadvantaged. These are things that happen to people naturally. And the spirit of that legislation of having a social services department is that it is the role of a government, particularly after independence, to look after its weak in society, to look after its vulnerable. And when you talk in these groups, you will see that this label carries a woman's face. When you talk about the elderly, we talk about people living with disabilities, people who are terminally ill, child-headed households and all. These are people that have to ride on the back of their government in order to survive. Because the government
Mai Matibenga, nguva yedu ndo inenge yatidyana nei asi rambai makabata panhare ipapo pamuri. PJ, maybe you may just want to weigh in with Mai Matibenga just briefly in Ndebele, since she speaks all three, before we go to our next segment.
Okay. Yeah. Uyabezwa lawe abantu abakhalayo emoyeni lapha besithi indlala yalonyaka iyedlula eminye yonke esike sasayibona. Ubona njani wena?
Uyakhanya. Noma sizihambela emagumeni njengalo mama okhulume ngelo wagwelo politically thina sithi ivungu vungu constituency vele ngihlala ngikhona bengikhona ngesande hayi kuyalanjwa kuyalanjwa akulinywa ngakuphuma ngalutho emasimini noma amajodo sibinja wakho
really not on our side, but please hold on. We will come back to you. But also our in-house guests, we haven't forgotten about you, Ms. Silky Peach. We will continue with you on our next segment. As we migrate, we will say goodbye to our radio listeners and would also ask all our live streamers to join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. And don't forget, we're also live streaming on our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Stay tuned.
Linga kosha yokubana siyaqhubekela phambili kodwa sesingale enkundleni yobulembu kuwebu. Kodwa kwakhathesi wathi sivalelisane labalaleli bethu basemsakazweni oweradio. Ngupraxedes Jeremiah. Asidibaneni ngevikelizayo.